Today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Chav Beis. Yesterday we started Perek Ilu Metzios, so we are holding right in the middle of the major first sugya of the Ilu Metzios, which is the sugya of Yeish Lomidas. It's pretty much the first major sugya of Ilu Metzios. Yeish Lomidas, which we had machlokas yesterday between Abaye and Rava, when a person does not know that he lost the item, but as soon as he knows, he's going to be Miyaish. There's no doubt that he's going to be Miyaish. It's just that he hasn't been Miyaish yet, because he hasn't realized that it's gone yet. So is that considered Yeush already, or do we not consider it Yeush already? Meaning the fact that eventually he's going to be Miyaish, is that Megala Lemafreya, that he's already Miyaish now, or do we assume that it's not Megala Lemafreya, that he's already Miyaish now? So Abaye said that Yeush Lomidas is not called Yeush. In reality, he has not been Miyaish, and we don't say that Ochiach Sofo Al Tchilaso. And Rava says that it is Yeush, that's good enough, but you know he's going to be Miyaish as soon as he finds out. He's just missing that bit of information, and therefore it absolutely is Yeush. So the Gemara is in the process of bringing Rayos, whether in fact Abaye is right or Rav is right. And the Gemara brings a total of 12 Rayos, whether Abaye or Rav is correct. We are up to Raya number 7. Just one to close off one last point from yesterday. In Raya number 6, we discussed the idea of taking the leket from the field, and we said that as soon as the nemushos, as soon as the last people who schlep around in the fields, the last aniyim, have gone through the field, then anyone's allowed to go and take the leket, right? And then we don't consider it something that's reserved only for the aniyim, because we assume everyone's already been miyaish. So the Gemara had said, oh, what do you mean everyone? Not everyone even knows about this field. What about the aniyim from far, far away, who never even heard of this field? So aren't they, isn't that yeyu shalom idas? And yet you still consider it Yeush. So the Gemara said, no, that's not a Raya at all. They're Miyayish even Meikara. They were Miyayish from the outset. They're Miyayish in any field that's not in their neighborhood, because they know that that there are Aniyim in the other neighborhoods that are going to go get them. So they were Miyayish for sure from the very outset. The Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilyan HaShasta raises a very interesting question. He says, granted, that may be true of Aniyim from far away. But he says, Kashali, Hagam La'aniyim Ketanim Yeshlem Chelek. Aniyim Ketanim also have a chelik in the field, right? And Umikri Yeush Shalomidas. And therefore, their Yeush is called Yeush Shalomidas. K'dil Kamandav Chav Beis Ambeis, Raim Tosu Basuk of Mem Gimel, etc. So, why doesn't the fact that Aniyim Ketanim have a chelik in the field, and we consider their Yeush to be Yeush, why isn't that Mochiach about Yeush Shalomidas? Shouldn't that be a raya that Yeush Shalomidas is in fact Yeush, like Rava and against Abaye? Kiveger leaves it, he says, Vadain Sarchi, and he leaves it unanswered. I didn't see anyone who tries to answer it either. Okay, Raya number 7. Last word in line is Tashema, about 12 lines before the end of the page, on Chaf Aleph and Beis. Tashema, Ketzios Bederech, Va'afilu B'tzad Sde Ketzios. If you find figs on the road, and even though it's right near a field full of fig trees, V'kach Te'ena Hanotel Derech Matza Te'enim, right, you find whatever the teinim are figs, but if you find the ktsios are teinim that you cut with in a certain way, and teinim are figs you cut in another way, they're both figs. You find figs on the road, and they're right near a field of figs or a fig tree, so it's very likely that the figs you found on the road came from the field that's right next to it. Mutaros mishum gezel upturus mina meiser. It's not a problem of gezel to take those figs, even though the guy, the owner, apparently when they fell, didn't know that they fell, since probably as soon as he does know that they fell, he will be miyaish from it. So don't worry, you could take it. And apparently that's assuming that Yeush Shalomidas is considered Yeush. You're allowed to take it, because as soon as the owner finds out that they fell, he's going to be miyaish. And they're pater from Meiser as well. You don't have to give Meiser because they're Hefker, and Hefker is pater from Meiser. But if the same story were to happen with olives and with Buxer, so then it would be Aser. Then we assume that you're not allowed to take it. Why? So that sounds much more like Abaye Shita, that Yeush Lomidas is not Yeush. Apparently, even though the guy is going to be Miyaish as soon as he finds out, still it's going to be Aser. So says the Gemara, the Bishlam Reishala Abaye Lokasha. So it seems basically, if we were to just look at that Mishnah, the Reish is a big problem for Abaye, the Seif is a big problem for Rava. So says the Gemara, you know what? The Reish is not a problem for Abaye. Bishlam Reishala Abaye Lokasha. The Reish is not really Kasha and Abaye, because Agav Dechad chashivi mimashvish bahu. We're talking about figs, which are very chashuv, and therefore the guy is always checking on them. If he's always checking on them, there's never a point where they fell and he was unaware of it. By the time you find it, he was aware of it. So it's not at all a case of yeyush midas. It's absolutely yeyush midas. Te'inanami made the yadia dinasra. He knows when the figs have fallen off the tree. Ela seifa l'rava kasha, but the seifa is a problem for Rava. Dekatani b'zeisum b'charuvim maser. It says that by zeisum and charuvim, that the owner presumably does not know that they have fallen off the tree, and you're not allowed to take it. So apparently yeyush l'midas is not yeyush. What's Rava going to do with the seifa? It's a raya against Rava. Rabbi Avo, shiny zayis hol v'chazuso mochiach alav. No, a zayis is different because the way it looks, it makes it very clear who it belongs to. V'avgav dinatrin zaysi meide yadia, some have a gear, so dezaysa de inish inishu, that you could see when it fell off the tree exactly who it belongs to. And that's why it's awesome, because it's not that it's a case of yeish lomidas. The guy's not miyayish at all. He knows that you'll recognize his zaysim. As long as they're clearly recognizable, there's no yayish at all. Frek the Gemara, ihachi afila reishanami. So why don't we say the same thing in the reisha then? That it should be usher to take because you know who it belongs to. You know it belongs to this guy whose field you found it next to. So I'm Papa Te'ina im nefilasa nemesas. Now, a fig, as soon as it falls, is going to become disgusting. So therefore, as soon as the guy realizes that it fell, he's going to be miyayish because it's disgusting to him. So it's not chashev to him anymore. He's going to be mafkirit. And therefore, you know that he's going to be miyayish as soon as as soon as he knows that the dates, that the figs rather, fell off the tree. So a couple of points that Tosus makes over here. First of all, why is it that by the Te'enim that you find next to the field, we said, okay, it's not a problem of Gezel assuming that there's some sort of Yeush over there. Whether you hold Yeush Lamidas is Yeush like Rava, or whether it's like Abaye that the guy was Miyash Meikara because he's always checking on his Te'enim. There's Yeush, so you're allowed to take it. Why is it Pata from Meiser? Just because there was Yeish, it's Pata from Meiser. So Rashi explained, it's Pata from Meiser because the halacha is something that's Hefker is always Pata from Meiser. So let's say I have fruits in my house that are Chayiv and Meiser. They're Tevel, right? They're Chayiv and Meisros. I decide, you know what? I don't really need these fruits so much. So I'm Mafkir them. Does that take away the Chayiv Meisros? When I'm Mafkir something, that uproots the Chayiv Meisros? So the halacha is absolutely not. When is Hefker going to be Motzi Midei Meiser? When does Hefker take away the Chiyuv of Meiser? If I'm Mafkir it before the Chiyuv ever sets in. If I'm Mafkir it before it's Nigmar Malachto to become ready for Meiser. But if I'm Mafkir it, if I'm Mafkir it only after it's already Chayiv in Meiser, so then the Hefker is not going to change the status of Meiser. So that's why Tosos says over here, you have to add in a little bit to this case. Upturus mi Meiser, he says, V'mesechus pe'a muchach davka behifkir kodem gemar melacha pater mina Meiser. It's only if it became Hefker before the gemar melacha that it's pater from Meiser. Avel mehifkir la'acha gemar melacha sheneschayev kvar b'Meiser. If you were mafkir it only after the Gemar Malacha, so then the Hefker doesn't accomplish anything. We're talking over here, by the case of the Te'enim, where they're on the tree, it's pashut that it's kodem Gemar Malacha, they're falling off of a tree. What about the case of the Ktzios, where dried figs that are out in the field to be dried? Right? So as soon as they're dried, it's a Gemar Malacha. So he says it has to be that they fell out of the field, and they fell into the Derech, they fell into the Rosh Hasharabim, before it was totally dried. Otherwise, you would never say it's Pater from Meiser. It's only going to be Pater from Meiser if that happens before, if it becomes Hefker, before the Chiyuv sets in. That's one Ha'ara. The other Ha'ara, Telsus has, Tainanami made the Adiyah Dinasra. So Telsus explains that why is Abaye okay? Why is the Raya only against Rava from this Brisa? Again, we had two parts to the, I don't know if it's a Brisa or a Mishnah, what is it? It's a, not sure. Well, why is it that we had two parts to this Tanaic statement? One is about the Te'enim, and the other is about the Zeisim and Charuvim. So what did the Gemara say that it's fine according to Abaye because people are always checking on their Te'enim, and therefore the guy for sure knew that it had fallen by that time. Says Tosos, you know what that means? Pirish. Bishlam al Abaye Te'enim Uteres. It's According to Abaye, he's fine with saying that you're allowed to take the Te'enim, even though Yeish Shalom Midas is not Yeush, Kivan de Regilus he did Nasra, Meikar Misya'esh. Since he knows that these figs fall off the tree all the time, he's Miya'esh from the very outset. Lefisha Savar, because he thinks to himself, I mean, why is he Miya'esh? Just because I know it's going to fall off the tree means I'm Miya'esh? If anyone with a half an ounce of Seichel walks by and sees a fig tree, and sees the figs on the ground underneath the fig tree, shouldn't he be able to figure out that the figs on the ground came from the fig tree, and if the fig tree is on my property, those figs belong to me? Why does it mean I'm a yayish? Just because I know they're going to fall off the tree? I'm a yayish meyikara? So it tells us, no, because I know whoever finds it is going to keep it. Because the guy who finds it is not going to realize that it fell from the tree. Rather, he's going to think that it came from Avrei Drachim, that it came from people who were walking by. Unbelievable chiddush, no? One would imagine you go, you find figs underneath the fig tree, you know it comes from the fig tree. But we say, no, the owner of the fig tree assumes that the guy who walks by and finds these figs is going to himself assume that it fell from Avrei Drachim and not from the tree, and therefore he's going to keep it. But by Zesum and Charuvim, Abaye would say, it's not so common for them to fall off the tree. If it's not so common for them to fall off the tree, I'm not cheshbonning in my mind that someone's going to walk by and pick anything up because there's going to be nothing on the ground. Meaning, but if I knew that my Zesum fell off a tree, then of course I'd be Miyaish if I knew that they fell off the tree, because again, I would think the same thing. I would think that the Over Derech, the guy walking by, would assume that that the Zesim and the Cheruvim did not fall from the tree that's right above his head. They must have fallen from over his rock and from people who are walking by. So that would be a case of Yehu Shalom Midas. That's why, according to Abaye, it's all good. But Rava, the Seif is a problem. If you hold Yehu Shalom Midas is Yehu, so why is the case of the Seif Aser? Frek tells us, if I'm understanding this correctly, tells us, says I have a big problem. Vim Tomar, im dinu vitals bovri drachim v'lo be'ilan she'et slow, amai also b'zesim b'charuvin. I mean, what was the whole cheshbon over here? Why is it bishlom al Abaye? Because Abaye assumes that when the owner of the fig tree knows that figs fall off the tree, he'll also know that a guy who finds those figs will assume they fell from over drachim and not from this tree. Fractosus, if the guy who walks by is allowed to assume that it fell from over Drachim and not from the tree, so why by Zesim and Charuvim should it be Aser? I mean, why would it, what would be the problem if the guy has the right to assume that it didn't come from this tree? He has the right to assume it came from anywhere else. So when I walk by, granted, maybe my Yeush isn't good, the owner of the tree's Yeush isn't good, but as far as I'm concerned, when I find these figs, when I walk by, they have nothing to do with the owner of the tree. You know, the tree is not relevant, because that's not where these Zesim and Charuvim came from. These Zesim and Charuvim came from over Yidrachim. Isn't that what Abaye is saying, that they have a right to assume that? So says Tosfos, Yeshlomer debedin vada in litos over Yidrachim. No. Abaye never said that people who find these Zesim, Charuvim, figs, whatever, are allowed to assume they came from over Yidrachim. No, clearly it's you have no right to assume it came from over Drachim. You have to assume it came from the tree. But what did Abaye say? The owner of the tree makes the assumption that that people who find these fruits are going to be more heter for themselves. They're going to do the wrong thing, and they're going to try to justify to themselves why they're allowed to keep it. So they're going to say, oh, it must have fell from over Drachim, not from the tree that's right above my head. But that's all what they're going to do practically. Are they allowed to do that? No, of course not. They're not allowed to do that. So when I walk by and I find Zesim and Charuvin, and there's a Zayis tree right above my head, I'm not allowed to assume it fell from over Drachim. For sure it's going to be Aser, it's going to be Gezel, if there's Yeyush Shalom Midas according to Abaye, because Yeyush Shalom Midas is not good Yeyush, and I do have to worry about whoever owns that tree. It's just that the owner of the tree may believe that no one's really going to do the right thing and think about him. Everyone's going to assume they fell from over Yidrachim. Okay, next Raya number 8, 2 lines from the bottom. Tashema. Haganav shenatol mizavinasan lezeh, v'chein gazlan shenatol mizavinasan lezeh. You have a ganav or a gazlan that takes from one person, gives to another person. V'chein yardein shenatol mizavinasan lezeh, or the yardein, a river, overflows in someone's field and carries something down to another person's field. Mashenatol natol mashenasan nasan. So what it took, it took. What it's given, and the new guy is allowed to keep it. Bishlam gazlan v'yardein the kachazulu miyayin. I understand very well in the case of the gazlan, in the case of the yardein. So the original owner saw the gazlan take it. It's the definition of a gazlan, right? The original owner saw the gazlan take it. He saw the yardein take it, and he was miyayish from ever getting it back. So I understand that the new guy is allowed to keep it. Alaganav mika chazilei de miyayish, but by the ganav, did he even see it? He never saw it. So what kind of yayush? What kind of yayush is that? That's yayush lamidas. He didn't see it, but as soon as he realizes it's been stolen, he will be miyayish. So that's exactly the case of yayush lamidas, and apparently it's a raya that yayush lamidas is yayush, a raya to Rava against Abaye. Answers Gemara, Tir Gemara Papa Ballista Mizuyan. No, when we say ganav, we're talking about armed robbers, and therefore he took it from me forcefully. So I know very well that it was taken from me. Ihachi frakta Gemara Hainu Gazlan. Isn't Lista Mizuyan an example of Gazlan? So as Gemara said a number of times, really Trey Gavni Gazlan. Two kinds of Gazlan, there's Lista Mizuyan Gazlan and regular Gazlanim. They're both talking about cases where I know that the item was taken from me. Raya number 9. Tashima. Shatav nar korav eitzav avanav. If a river comes and takes away my beams and my wood and my stones and my right from my field, v'nasum b'tok stei chaveru, and it lands up in someone else's field, harei elu shalom ibn shenisiyahu abaylim. These now belong to that somebody else because I was a miyayish from it when the river came and took it out of my fields. Says Rashi, harei elu hachgar sin harei elu shalom ibn shenisiyahu abaylim de kol shtifas nahar bekoros eitzim avanim. Habaylim yadba miyad yesh lakol. It's not something that you could assume is yesh lo midas. No, it's absolutely midas. The Baylim is very well aware when beams are swept away from his field. That's something that the whole neighborhood's going to be talking about, something that's very obvious to everybody, and we know that the Baylim was aware that it happened. So that's absolutely yesh midas. So that's why the Gemara says Mipnei Shenisiyahu Abaylim, meaning we know that you're allowed to assume that the Baylim is miyayish. It's a davar pashut that he would be miyayish. So says Gemara Diuk Taima Denisiyahu Abaylim Hastam Alo. Sounds like it's only because it's such a case where it's something that has a kol and you know that the Baylim is miyayish. But if it were something else that you didn't know that the Baylim was miyayish yet, because maybe the Baylim doesn't know about it yet, maybe he will be miyayish when he finds out, but he doesn't know about it yet, sounds like you're not allowed to keep it. This is a raya that yeyush shalomidas is not yeyush. It's a raya to Abaye against Rava. You see, yeyush shalomidas is not yeyush. Answers Gemara, hacha b'mayaskinon, kishayachala hatzil. Now we're talking in the case over here where the guy is able to save it. And since he's able to save it, so therefore there is no yayish in the first place. That's why hastam alo. Since he's able to go and save it, he was not miyayish. So it's not a case of yayish lomidas where it's a raya that yayish lomidas is not yayish. No, there really was no yayish here because the guy thinks he's going to be able to save it. Now the frakta gemara ihachi ema seifim hayu abaylim mirad v'machreim chayev lahachzir. We said if we saw the owner chasing after it, then you do have to return it. But wait a second, ibi chol nahatzil ma'ir yom miradfin afilu miradfinami. If you're able to, if the baylim is able to save it, why do you need to see him chasing after it? Even if you don't see him chasing after it, the very fact that he's able to save it should be enough. So answers gemara hachem ma'askinan bichol nahatzil ideid chak. Where you're able to save it, but only through great difficulty. So miradfin lo iyaish, ein miradfin iyaish miyaish. So it's possible, even if a person is able to save it, depending on how much difficulty it's going to involve to go and get it, right? So he may or may not choose to try to save it. So if you see that he's rodef acharav, so then you know that he wasn't miyayish and that he's really chasing after it and that he really wants it back. If you don't see that he's rodef acharav, so probably because it was so difficult to do it, probably he's miyayish from it entirely. He's not interested in going and getting it because it's simply not worth the trouble to go and chase after it. Okay, that was raya number 9. Raya number 10, Tashma. What's a case where a person can take truma without his own knowledge and the truma is going to count as truma? I go into my friend's fields, I start picking his fruits, and I take truma from his fruits without his permission. So if it's going to be a problem of gezel, meaning the owner is going to come and say, what in the world are you doing with my fruits? So then the truma is not going to be a valid truma. He obviously doesn't want me there. But if it turns out that he was very happy with what I did for him, then it's going to be a valid truma. How do I know if he wants me there or if he doesn't want me there? I went shelo bereshus. He never gave me permission to be there. How do I know if he's interested in me being there or not? So it's very simple. He comes home. Umatzo, and he finds me in his field taking truma from his fruits. And he says, kol chayetz ol yafos. He says, you should have taken from the better fruits. So that's the story. If in fact there are better fruits, then we can assume he was serious when he said that. He said he should have taken from the better fruits, and he really means that I should have taken truma from the better fruits, and therefore he's totally happy with me taking truma from his fruits, and therefore the truma is going to be good. V'imlav ein truma so truma. If there are no better fruits, so when he says you should have taken from the better stuff, he's obviously being sarcastic. He's like, why don't you just rob me blind? Why don't you take all my stuff? Take my children too. Meaning he's being sarcastic. He's saying just take everything from me already. So in that case, the truma is not going to be a good truma. Liktu abaylim valsifu alayan. If the baylim joins him and starts helping and adding to the truma that he took, ben kach truma so truma. Then for sure the truma is going to be a valid truma. So v'chinimtzu yafus me truma so truma amai. So Frekta Gemara, wait a second. Just because later on the guy comes, the owner comes, and he reveals that he's happy with it, and he says, I should have taken from the better stuff, that makes it a good truma, that makes it a valid truma. Why should that make it a valid truma? Halo avayada. When the truma was taken, the owner didn't know about it. So now this is not a case of yeyush shalom midas, but it's close enough. Meaning it's an idea of Hochiach sofo al tchilaso. That's what we're really after over here. We say from the fact that he approved of it later on, it's ki'ilu me'ikara, it was done with approval as well. So we want to make a tzushtel that the same is true with yeyush shalom midas. That if the guy is going to have yeyush at the end, so it's ki'ilu he had yeyush at the beginning as well. So that's what we want to say. That's a raya to Rava, that yeyush shalom midas is yeyush, and a raya against Abaye. Now, interestingly, Rava is going to answer up for Abaye. So, Tirgum Rava alibada Abaye. Rava would say, okay, now the truth is, I have to be honest, this is not something that we're going to slug up Abaye from this Raya, because it could be the Shav Yishliach. It could be that the case in question is where the guy made him a Shliach. The owner of the field had made me a Shliach to separate his Truma. He just didn't tell me what to take for Truma, but he did make me a Shliach to take the Truma in the first place. So, that's how we know that when I took the Truma originally, I wasn't just acting on my own. It was absolutely with his approval because he made me a shliach to do it. The Tosfos in Masechet Kiddushin says, wait a second, if Shav Yishliach im kein, my kamer shlo bereshus. In fact, Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Beis and Beis says, wait a second, how can the Mishnah call that he was torim shlo bereshus? Guy made me a shliach. He asked me to go take truma from his field. So how can you call that shalom bereshus? So it says Tosfos v'yishlomer dahachi kamar mashe torim min hayafa shalom bereshus haya. What was the shalom bereshus element was which fruits I chose to take. The fact that I took his best fruits, that was shalom bereshus. Right. That's why when he comes home and says, "Why didn't you take the better ones?" and there are no better ones, it shows that it's not a valid truma because I was taking something that was a much higher quality than he was interested in giving. Right. It's a much higher quality than he wanted to give. Maybe this relates to our discussion yesterday of quality versus quantity in mitzvos. Right. We assume that an ayin beininess is always an issue of quantity, not an issue of quality. Ayin Beninus by Truma is always 1/50th. It's not an issue of quality. Okay, anyway, that's Rav Yosef Engel doesn't give that example in Lakach Tov. But so that's what Rava says, that it's Shav Yishliach. Hachinam Mistavra, and you have to say that it's talking about a case where he made him a Shliach. Shav Yishliach, mi have a Truma so Truma. If he didn't make him a Shliach, would the Truma even be valid? Va'atem gam atem, rachmanel rabu shluchachem. Atem gam atem comes to teach me that your shliach can take your truma, but it has to be like you. Ma atem l'daitchem. Just like when you take truma, it has to be with your das. Af shulchachem l'daitchem. So to your shliach who takes truma, has to be according to your das. So it has to be a case of the shliach. Ela hachem mayaskinan could go into shavi shliach v'amrzil trom v'lom le trom mehani. No, the case is obviously then he made him a shliach. If he didn't make him a shliach, then he wouldn't be able to take your truma because you need midaitchem, right? So it must be you made him a shliach to take your truma, but you didn't tell him which fruits to take. Generally speaking, when you take truma, you'll always take truma from the bainness, from the average fruits. This guy, the shliach l'sayiv, he was going to be a tzaddik on your cheshbon. He was going to make you a tzaddik, and he was going to take the truma from your best fruits. Uba balabayis umatzo, the balabayis comes, and he finds him, v'amalei kol chetzel yafos, and he says, you should have gone to the better fruits. So, nimtzu yafos mei trumaso truma, if there are better fruits, the truma works. V'amalei vein trumaso truma, and if there are no better fruits, then the truma is not going to be valid. Fractosos and Dibra Maskal Vimla Vain Chumasu Chuma Vim Tomar, the Parakal Malinizonus Mesechus Ksubus, we say, I'm reading the Stami de Balabais of Yachem Mechamishim, that typically a Balabais always wants to give 1/50th of his fruits for Chuma. Vimashliach Piches Yud O Hosef Yud, Chumasu Chuma. But if the Shliach gives 1/40th or 1/60th, then it is a good Chuma. Why? The Matsyamale Bahachi Madaticha. Because the shliach can say, I thought you'd be a little more generous, or I thought you'd be a little more stingy. I thought this is what you would want. And therefore, it's a valid hafrasha, even though the balabais was never specific, and the shliach made up his own mind about what the balabais would do. Fractosos, hachanami nemahachi. Why don't we say the same thing over here? I assumed you'd want to give the best fruits. I assumed you'd want to give the worst fruit, whatever it might be. Why do we say the Balabais has a right to come back afterwards and say, no, it's not a valid truma, I never would have wanted to give the best fruits. So if the Balabais does not share that same right when it comes to the quantity, when it comes to how much you give for truma, Sansus tells us, Yeshlomer de Hasama Vikula Shir Truma, that Vyesha Torim Kach, Vyesha Torim Kach. There is no set shear of truma. Whatever you choose to give is truma. And these are all normal, standard shiurim of truma. 1/50th, 1/40th, 1/60th, they're all normal, standard shiurim of what people generally give for truma. So Matsyamalik, even Shlo Parashi, the Bahachi Amadaticha. So he can say, look, you never told me, so therefore I estimated what you would want. Avol miyafos ein regilos litrom, but it's not normal to give your best fruits for truma. Ulakachlo hayilo litrom b'shuminyan mehem below reshuso, and therefore there's no way you should have ever taken from his best fruits without his permission. Again, this seems like a very good maramakom on that discussion that Yosef Engel has in Lekachtov of quality versus quantity in mitzvos. Because what do we assume? That a guy who wants to be generous in his giving of truma would never give from the highest quality of fruits. What would he give? A greater quantity of fruits. So it seems to be a strong raya in the idea that the quantity of mitzvos will outweigh quality in mitzvos. Again, I don't think Rav Yosef, in his 26 rayas about which is the dominant factor, quality or quantity, I don't believe this raya comes up. But l'chora, it's at least as strong as some of the other rayas we discussed yesterday. May not be saying much, but it's at least as strong as some of those rayas. Okay, Amemar Mazutra Ravashi, Yiklu Libustana de Mari Barisak. They went to the Bustana of Mari Barisak. They went to his field to eat, his orchard, to enjoy the good fruits of his orchard. So I see Arise Tamri Vrimoni Vishadakamayu. So his Aris, his sharecropper, brought dates and pomegranates and gave it to them, served it to them. Amem Ravashi Achli, Amem Ravashi ate, Marzutra lo achl, Marzutra refused to eat, he would not eat from these dates that were offered not by the owner, but by the sharecropper. He wouldn't eat from them. Sadahachi asa Mari Barisak, while they were having the Su'udah and Marzutra was not having it, Mari Barisak came, Ashkechinu, when he saw what was going on, Vamalei Larise, Amaylo asisilu v'rabbanu mehanach shapirta. And he said to the Zaris, why there are chashva rabbis over here? You should have given them the best stuff. You shouldn't have given them just average fruits from the party. You should have given them the best stuff. Why don't you eat now? Isn't this exactly the case in that Mishnah where if you find better produce, if the owner comes back and says you should have given from the better produce, and you find better produce, then your truma is a valid truma, then you know that the shliach was authorized initially to take the best stuff. So here as well, the aris, obviously you were afraid of gezel, that the aris is taking the balabais' stuff without permission. Now you see the balabais is good with it. So Amar Lahu, Hachi Amar Rav Lo Amru Kol Chetzal Yafos Elin in Truma Bilvad. Now that's only the Truma. Mishum the Mitzvah Hu V'Nichalei. People are always happy to do a Mitzvah, and they always want the Mitzvah to be done in the best way. Avol Hachi Mishum Ksifusa Hu Da Amar Hachi. Over here, he sees Chashver. What's he going to say? He sees the Gedolei Yisrael sitting at the table. He's going to come back and say, What are you giving them my food for? It's going to be embarrassing for him to say that. So he says, no, you should have given them the best stuff. But he's only saying that to save face. He really isn't happy about it. Says Tosos, Marzutra lo achal, v'im tomra mai lo achal. Hamar of Parak goes to Basra, Basra arisa midinafshe kazaven. Why did Marzutra not eat? We have the Rava holds in Maseches Baba Kama, we just learned it, that when an aris sells you something, you have the right to assume he's selling you his part. The artist is a sharecropper. He gets a portion, he gets a percentage of the produce. So why can't you assume he's giving, when he's serving these Rabbanim, he's serving them his part of the produce, not the owner's part. It says, Tosos, All depends where he's bringing it from. If he brings it out of his house, you have the right to assume that he's giving you his part. He's bringing it directly from the paradise, then you have to be a little more suspicious. Right? Meaning he's worried. The aris. Look, initially there were 100 pounds of fruit in the pardes. By the time the aris and the balabais split, after he's fed these rabbis, there are only 95 pounds of produce. And the aris is not going to inform the balabais that initially there were 100, and therefore deduct 5 from my cheshbon. No, he's just going to say, okay, there are 95, let's split. And they're going to end up splitting the difference of what the artist gave to the balabais. So that's what Marzutra was worried about, even though typically when an artist sells you produce out of his house, you have the right to assume it came from the artist. You cannot make that same assumption over here. Okay, Raya number 11 in terms of Yehu Shalomidas. Tashema, Odewa Tal Alein V'Sameach. You see, what's interesting is we've moved away from Rayos that actually relate to Yehush. Now we're just moving to Rayos that relate to Ochiach Sofal Tchilas. We started with the strongest Rayos. The Rayos that we started with were the Rayos directly from our Mishnah. Then we moved around Shas a little bit. And now we're moving so far afield, we're moving to cases that aren't really about Yeyush. We're moving to cases that are really about, can you assume when something is megal, when something is revealed later on, that what someone's intention was, that was in fact their intention the entire time. So the raya we're going to bring is about Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah. Now we know something only becomes Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah when, not only when it becomes wet with one of the Zayin Mashkin, but when you are happy about it being wet, when you are okay with the fact that it is wet. So Tashma, Odewa Tal Alei, and if the tal is still on the fruits, V'samach, and you're happy about it, Hareza B'chiyutan, so then that's going to make it Hukshol L'Kabel Tumah. Nugvo, if they've already been dried, Afal Pisha Samach, even though you were happy about the fact that they were wet, but you weren't aware of it when they were wet, you only found out about it later, Einon B'chiyutan, then it's not going to be Hukshol L'Kabel Tumah. Taimimai, Lav Mishum D'Lamrin, Kivim D'Glai Milsa, Dahash D'Nichle Mei Karin Ami Nichle, don't you see that just because right now we know that he was happy about it does not mean that we can work retroactively and say he must have been happy about it at the beginning as well? So you see, the same should apply by Yeyush, that you cannot assume just because a guy will be miyayish as soon as he finds out that the item is lost, that it's ki'ilu he was miyayish meyikara. Meaning this is a raya that Yeyush Shalomidas is not Yeyush, a raya to Abaye against Rava. Says Gemara, no. Shiny Hasim Dhsiv Kiyitain ad Shayitain. It says Beferush of there Kiyitain ad Shayitain, which means that Kiyitain, which we dash means ad Shayitain, that you have to actually put the wetness on the fruit. Iachi Reshanami. So wait a second, if you have to put the wetness on the fruit, then why did we say if it's still wet and then you're happy about it, that's okay? You didn't put the liquid, you didn't put the dew on the fruit. So why is that Hukshol L'Kabel Tumah when it fell on by itself and you were just happy about it while it was still wet? So doesn't wear no hasam k'drav papa. Drav papa rami. Rav papa asked the stira. Ksiv ki yitain. Pasuk says it's written ki yitain without a vav in the word. Vikarinan, but the way it's read is ki yutan. It's a Korean ksiv. Haketzad, so which is it? Is it yitain that you have to put the wetness on the fruit? Or is it ki yutan that as long as it's put there, whether you do it or not? No, we darshin be'inon ki yutan dunya d'chi yitain. So we darshin, you need the yutan similar to yitain. Meaning, you don't need to actually put the tal or the mayim or whatever it is on the fruit. But if it goes on by itself, it has to be done in a way where it's similar to you putting it on yourself. Meaning, ma yitain l'das, just like when you put it on, it's with your das. Afki yuta nami l'das. So too, when it's put by itself, it has to be with your das. You have to be okay with it. You have to be aware of it. So this is not a raya in general about yeish lo midas and in general about ochiach sof al tchilaso, because over there there's a special drasha. By hechshel kavul tumah, there's a special drasha that tells me that we dafka need your das, and therefore it's not a raya to abaye. So raya number 11 is rejected, and finally raya number 12, and this is going to be our last one. Tashma. How do I know that an aveda that's been swept up by the river that is mutter? Right, pasuk says so you should do to all the different avedos that you find, and that's the next words of the pasuk that the Gemara does not quote are the famous is the famous phrase lo sucha lehis alim, that you cannot hide your face from it. You find an aveda, you need to take care of an aveda. What do all these things have in common that the pasuk is talking about? Something that is nevad mimenu, asher tovad mimenu, something that's lost from the owner, but anyone else can easily find it. That's where there's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. Special drasha from pasuk. Something that's nevad mimenu, but is mitzuya etzel kaladam. Yat sazu shavud mimenu vein mitzuya etzel kaladam. As opposed to something that's avud from him, but is not yet mitzuya by everybody else. So in that case, there's not going to be a mitzvah hashavas aveda. What's that case? That case is when the river comes and sweeps it up. So no, it's not accessible to anyone when the river swept it up. It's in a raging river right now. The surah dumya da'atera. And then we make a comparison of, which is a discussion exactly what this comparison is. Rashi understands it's a hekish, Tosfos understands it's an extra word in a pasuk, Ritva understands a third way, but whatever. Visura dumya da'atera. Ma'atera bein de ispasim and bein de les pasim in shara. So just like by hatera, which is not mutsuya, I mean the thing that you're allowed to keep, where it's not mutsuya etzel kaladam, we're not mechalik between whether something has a simen, doesn't have a simen, you're allowed to keep it. Afi sura, so too, that which you're not allowed to keep, that which you have to take care of, that which is mutsuya etzel kaladam, and you have to go and you have to return and you have to make an effort, you're not lo sucha l'salim. Bein de ispa simen, bein de lespa simen, asura. Is going to be true whether it does have a simen or whether it does not have a simen. What do you mean it's going to be true even if it doesn't have a simen? How could there be a mitzvah of the sucha l'salim if it doesn't have a simen? So you see, it's because the original owner doesn't know that it's gone yet. And because he doesn't know that it's gone yet, that's going to be the iser. So tiyufta derava tiyufta. So that's going to be the tiyufta on rava. So if you look at Rashi, af isura de mitzuya etzel kaladam, the isura where anyone can find it, lo chilek bein ein simen de chiyadam ya'esh lei. We're not going to be distinguished between a case of no simen, where if he finds out about it, he will be miyaish. Liyesh simen de lechiyada lo miyaish, and a case where it does have a simen, where he's not going to be miyaish. V'kihechi diyesh simen asira, just like it's aser when it does have a simen. Ki ein simen nami asira, so too it's going to be aser when there's no simen. When there's reason to assume that the guy didn't know about it, that it was lost by the time before it came into your hands. So this is a raya to Abaye that Yeyush Shalomidas is not considered Yeyush, because it's just like a case of Yeyush Simon, so where he's never Miyayish. So Yeyush Shalomidas is not considered Yeyush. So says the Gemara. So we see from here Tiyufta Drava Tiyufta Vehilchasa Kavase. And this is one of the six cases in Shas What we pass on like Abaye, it's the first of the Yalkigam. The Yud of Yalkigam is Yesh Lomidas. And this one there's no machlokas about. There are others of the Yalkigam that there are machlokas about identifying which ones are exactly the cases of the Yalkigam. This is one that there's no machlokas about. It's interesting, Maritz Chayis raises a question over here. There's some typos in my version of Maritz Chayis. He doesn't quote the exact sources, but he says, "What you see? What does it mean when we say that we pass like Abaye that Yesh Lamidas is not Yesh? What it means is that if you hold Yesh Lamidas is not Yesh, you're saying I don't care what's happening right now. That's not Mochiach on Meikara, on what happened originally, right? If originally the guy was unaware that it was lost, so he didn't practically have Yesh. The fact that as soon as he finds out it's Yesh is not Mochiach Atchilaso." And says Maritz Chayis, he doesn't say this, but it's implicit in his words, is from this sugya you see that it's not only about Yesh. Meaning all the rayas we were bringing are, many of them are just about in general Mochiach Sofa Atchilaso. It's a general statement about Mochiach Sofa Atchilaso. So he says, Sarach Iyun Gadol, on the following halacha, and he says, I didn't see anyone discuss this. In Yaradei we paskin that if a person is Mechashev Lavodazara at the Zrikas Adam, the Shechita is going to be possible as well. Right? Because we assume that Mochiach Sofa Atchilaso. So he says, I don't understand. V'kasha, v'lav kal v'chomer hu, u'mah hasan d'dvar aveira. Over there where it's a d'var aveira. And l'chora, every Jew has a cheskas kashrus. We have a right to assume that a guy is shechting, he has a chazak of kashrus. And in fact, we even paskin that way. If let's say a guy is a shochet his whole life, and then at the end he goes off the derech and he's heimir daso. So do we assume all of his old shechitas are pasul? No! He has a cheskas kashrus. And yet we're going to say within one shechita and zrika, that ochiach sofalt chilaso, that if he does a zrika, l'shem avodah zara, that the shechita also is the shem avodah zara, we say ochiach sofalt chilaso, and that's the way we paskin. Yet over here, we don't say ochiach sofalt chilaso, and apparently this statement of not saying ochiach sofalt chilaso is not only about Yeush, it's a broader statement. So Maritz Chayis leaves it as a tzarachian, a major tzarachian, about what to paskin, about why no one thought of this kasha. Okay, let's try to get a little weiter. Amle Ravach b'Rid Rav L'Ravashi v'Chimiachadi Yitosav Rava Hani Tamri Dezika Heichyachlinalu. He says, wait a second. If we don't paskin like Rava, how do we eat these wind-blown dates that are blown off the trees? Why are we allowed to eat them? I always thought we're allowed to eat them because as soon as the owner finds out that they're gone, there will be yeyush. But if that's not going to be good enough, why are we allowed to eat them? Amalei kiven di kashkatzum rumasim de ka'achli luhu me'ikara yu'ushe me'ayish. Since there are always shkatzum rumasim that are going to find them and going to eat them, so he's me'ayish from it initially as well. Yasmi, delav v'nei mechilin in humai. What about if they belong to Yisomim who are unable to be mochel? So amalei, ba'aga ba'ara di yasmi lo mechaskinan. No, you're not going to assume that the dates came from a tree that belonged to Yisomim when there's a whole a whole bunch of fields next to each other and 99% of them don't belong to Yisomim. So you don't have to worry about that. Okay, so it says more muchzak v'yomid mai. What if it's muchzak that this whole land belongs to Yisomim? Or karchasa mai, or what if it's situated in such a way where it's clear that it fell from the tree of the Yisomim, where there's something around the tree to protect, it's surrounded with a gedr shalavanim, so, I'm sorry, not that it came from Yisomim, but it's a case where shkatzim rumasim can't get to it, because there's like a wall, a fence around the tree to protect it, to make sure that no shkatzim rumasim can get to it. So you can't assume the guy is just miyayish because he assumes Shkatz or Muslim are going to get to it. This one happened to have blown beyond that fence. But so Shkatz or Muslim could have gotten to it and you were able to get to it. But you can't just assume that the guy would have been miyayish. He didn't think anything was going to get past the fence. So we say in that case, Enochinami, it's going to be Asir. If you can't assume that there's Yesh Bailum, then Enochinami, it's going to be Asir because we pass him like Abaye and not like Rava. Okay, we'll have to pick up from two dots tomorrow.